Well, we're going to bring Itamar Marcus to the broadcast tables. He is the director of PalWatch.org. That's their website. It's Palestinian Media Watch. Itamar and his team monitor both the electronic and the print media for the Palestinian people so that we, the rest of the world, can know exactly what they're saying. And in light of the Trump visit and also Jerusalem Day, wanted to see what the thinking of the Palestinian people would be. The man to go to, of course, is Itamar Marcus. Itamar, Donald Trump is coming to Jerusalem for the purpose of, as he says, trying to bring a resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Now, I know, and you have reported, that when Mahmoud Abbas was at the White House in Washington meeting with President Trump, he actually told lies about what the children of the Palestinian people are doing almost on a daily basis as they work for peace. It's just the opposite as to what the children are doing, according to Palestinian media. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. The foundation of peace has to be peace education, and that was the fundamental lie of Mahmoud Abbas. He told Donald Trump, we teach our children and our grandchildren the culture of peace. There is no greater lie than that statement. Just today, Palestinian Media Watch released a report on the names of Palestinian schools. They have 28 schools that they have named after terrorists. They have 3 schools that they've named after Nazi collaborators. We're talking about terrorists. Some of them have killed 125 people. Abu Jihad killed 125 people. He has 3 schools named after him. Salah Khalaf, responsible for the massacre of Olympic athletes at the Olympics. He has 4 schools named after him. So even in the names of schools, we see that the Palestinian Authority is promoting a culture of hate and a culture of terror.
Well, indeed, how can he with a straight face sit there with the President of the United States and make the statement that he would like to bring a resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict? The Palestinian media, which Mahmoud Abbas is in charge of, reveals that is an untruth, and indeed, it's going to be a pretty tough meeting. And in fact, they're not even going to meet in Ramallah. As I understand it, they're going to meet in Bethlehem. Any reason for that?
It's unclear why they're going to meet there, but what is so interesting is that when Donald Trump was elected, in Israel they were celebrating, and the Palestinians were very, very worried. They were very, very cautious and very hesitant and very critical. But Donald Trump has backtracked on so many promises to Israel in this interim period. He's backtracked on moving the American embassy to Jerusalem, certain things that he had talked about, Israel's rights in the land of Israel, which were obvious to him before he was president. All of a sudden he's backtracking. He doesn't want Israel to build in Judea in some area. So the Palestinians are celebrating. The Palestinian Authority is celebrating, and the Israeli press and the Israeli people, many of them are very concerned right now, because why is this president going on the same track of previous presidents, seeing Israel as the problem and coming to put pressure on Israel? Now, we don't know if that's true, but that is the perception right now, that he's going to be coming here with much of his policy being similarly aligned with the Palestinian Authority opening positions.
And in fact, Jerusalem will be the second stop on the president's trip into the Middle East on what he is referring to as a tolerance tour. He's going to meet in Saudi Arabia with over 50 different Arab and Islamic leaders from 50 different Islamic states. Looks like to me they're going to have a confab there to come up with a way to be able to appease the Palestinians and bring some type, whether it be a pseudo-peace agreement or not, but some type of peace agreement and resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Quite an interesting move by the president going to Saudi Arabia and the Arab world first, is it not?
Well, I have to think that when he goes to Saudi Arabia and the Arab and Sunni Muslim world, they are really not concerned at all right now about the Palestinian issue. They might say that, but when they have talks with the president of the United States, they have one thing and one thing alone on their mind, and that is Iran. Iran is a Shiite power that's looking to have nuclear weapons, and if they had nuclear weapons, they would literally try to impose themselves on the entire Sunni world. They feel that they have a destiny to do that. They certainly would try to do that. It's not just Israel who they want to attack and destroy. They would like to be in control of all the holy sites of Saudi Arabia. And with nuclear weapons, they could do that. Or that's what they believe they could do. So the Saudis are very, very concerned. The entire Sunni world that's going to be there is very concerned. And I tell you, that is what they're going to talk to Donald Trump about. Now, it's possible in some public statement they're going to talk about supporting the Palestinian cause, but that's not the issue. The issue they're concerned about is their own future, and their own future is threatened not by Israel. Israel is potentially an ally for them, and they know that. Their future is definitely threatened by Iran.
Well, that brings up a very interesting question. How important in the Islamic world and the Arab world is this conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinians? Is it a yawn opinion of what's going on, or are they very much on the edge of their seats to see how it's going to work out?
It's quite interesting that there have been many people who've said that were there to be a peace treaty in between Israel and the Palestinians, and were the Palestinians to really create a democratic country with real democratic elections, the people who would suffer the most would be the rest of the Muslim and Arab world, because none of them have real democracies. And there's talk saying that the Arab world, they keep saying that they'd love to see a resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian, but they really don't care about the Palestinians individually. And on a national level, if there were a democratic state, then their own people, that is a democratic Muslim state and an Arab state, then their own people might come to the leadership and say, hey, if the Palestinians can have democracy and really vote, then maybe we want to get rid of the king and we want to get rid of the other autocratic rulers. So the Muslim world can pay lip service to wanting a resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. They certainly don't have any love for Israel. They were embarrassed and shamed when a Jewish state was created. On the other hand, the Jewish state exists right now. It's not threatening them. Democracy would threaten them more. A democratic Palestine would threaten them more. Iran threatens them more. So it is really not an important issue on their radar right now.
Itamar, can you find anything in Palestinian media that talks about the statement basically made by Mahmoud Abbas at the White House to President Trump, that the beginning of negotiations has to have Israel agree to 67 borders and a two-state solution? Is that where they're saying they're going to begin? Precondition, it seems like to me. Do you think the president and the Israelis are going to go along with the Mahmoud Abbas statement?
Well, Abbas right now is desperately in need of having American support, and they're not going to make that as a precondition, but what they're going to say is that when they go to negotiations, that's what they're expecting to start with. They're going to be telling Israel, we're talking about the 67 borders plus small changes, and Israel, of course, has rejected that in the past, and we will reject that in the future. Certainly, Prime Minister Netanyahu will reject that. So if they actually do get to peace talks, there isn't going to be any progress if they actually get to peace talks. And I expect, though, that Abbas will not put that as a precondition because he does not want Trump to tell him, okay, if that's what you're doing and you're responsible for the failure, we're cutting off funding, which would be very easy for him to do right now.
Yeah, absolutely. That may make him sit up and pay attention. One final question for you, Itamar. Jerusalem Day is the, of course, celebration of the reunification for the Jewish people of the city of Jerusalem after 2,000 years. The Palestinians, what do they think about Jerusalem Day? They want a part of Jerusalem for their capital city in Palestine. What are the Palestinians thinking about Jerusalem Day?
The Palestinian Authority tells their people that Jews never had a history in Jerusalem, that Jewish presence is what they call an occupation. They use the word Judification all the time in their media. You can have it sometimes 10, 15 times in one day in different articles. Judification of Jerusalem as if there was no Jewish history. One of the most important religious figures in the PA, his name is Mahmoud al-Abbas. In fact, he's the most important religious figure. He's appointed by Abbas to be his personal advisor on religion and head of the religion courts. And what did he say? He said, the Jews never had any history at the Western Wall or in Jerusalem. And then he said, no one but Muslims ever prayed at the Western Wall until the Balfour Declaration. Now, of course, that's a ridiculous lie. But when Palestinians hear this, they say, wow, these people are usurpers. These people are foreigners. They're coming to steal our holy city. Creates hatred. And when the Palestinian Authority wants it, like last year, it created a lot of terror and a lot of deaths and a lot of injuries. So the Palestinian Authority has this bomb. It's the bomb is their libels about Jerusalem. They constantly bring them up. And right now, as far as they're concerned, it's a no-starter. And in fact, beyond that, because Mahmoud Abbas has told his people this lie so many times, that the Jews have no rights to Jerusalem, he would never be able to compromise right now and leave Jerusalem in the hands of the Jews where it belongs. So he sort of backed himself into a corner, and that's one of the reasons why I've said before, even if he agrees to come to talks, there is not going to be a peace agreement with the Netanyahu government.
Itamar Marcus, he heads up Palestinian Media Watch. I knew I had to talk with Itamar as it relates to President Trump's visit to Jerusalem and, of course, the situation in the peace process. And can that deal be made by the deal-making president, President Trump? Itamar, thank you so very much for giving us the insight, and especially about the city of Jerusalem and the Western Wall. Very important information at this time. Thank you. We'll talk again real soon.
Great talking to you. Bye.